Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
As soon as it gets hot, people will head towards the coast and head towards the water. And it's very hard to blame them because we waited long enough for an opportunity to get into the water without freezing the backsides off ourselves. But with that comes danger. And that's why we wanted to catch up with the Coast Guard. Michal O'Toole is operations manager. And Michal, I guess with a weather forecast like that for the week and maybe week and a half ahead, you get a bit nervous of what people might do and you want them to be very, very careful. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ, and thanks for having me on your show this morning. Yes, I suppose, like so many others, we welcome the fine weather. As you've said, it seems to finally be turning towards more summer-like conditions. And again, people will be heading towards the coast and our coastal areas, our beaches, and out to sea and enjoying the excellent amenities that Ireland has to offer in that respect. And, you know, we in the Coast Guard hope that people will enjoy their times along those amenities and using those amenities. But always, we just caution that people would adopt a common sense approach when heading to the coast, when going out to sea. And there's just a number of very brief principles that kind of can assure and ensure that time is well spent and is enjoyed by the public. So, you know, for us, there's kind of a few key areas we'd like the public to focus on. So just in terms of that, you know, we'd ensure and ask that the public just check their equipment. So if they are going to sea or even walking along our coast, that they have equipment that's appropriate to the activity they have planned for the day. That a plan is made, you know, that even if you're in a locality that you think you may know well or in a bay or an area that you frequent regularly, that you would make a plan, that you would have a means of alerting the emergency services should you or someone you know or indeed someone you see get into distress, and that, you know, you share your plan, you share the time that you're intending to head out and intending to return with a member of your family or another friend. And always, when you're at sea, always wear a life jacket or a buoyancy aid or a personal flotation device that's appropriate to your activity.
And this would be, I guess, around any particular body of water, Michal, like beach, river, lake, wherever, you need to put these safety provisions in place.
Yeah, indeed, PJ, you make a very good point. It's not only the coast, you know, people will be frequenting our river areas as well, also some inland lakes. And, you know, the same good principles and good rules apply. In the Coast Guard, we've noticed a kind of a steady trend in terms of the number of incidents. We've had over 1,200 incidents this year to date, which would be broadly along the trends that we would expect. But we have noticed, you know, maybe a slight increase in trends around vessels and personal water craft becoming disabled. So people may have not taken their craft out for some time, and we just ask people to check over their equipment and make sure that's appropriate for the task. There are excellent supports in that. The department and government have an excellent code of practice for the safe operation of recreational craft that can provide some guidance in that area as well. So just as you say, it's not only restricted to coastal areas, but that people would adopt that common sense approach. Local knowledge is key. If you're frequenting an area that you may not have frequented yourself previously, you know, reach out to the lifeguards, reach out to the Coast Guard units or indeed the RNLI units in that area, and just ensure that you have that local knowledge that you need. You know, conditions do change from bay to bay and even across very short distances.
A couple of things to watch for on beaches. I dread them. I see them every summer. Lilos. And inflatables and small children up on top of them. That's asking for trouble.
Well, indeed, you know, the Coast Guard, like with our colleagues in Water Safety Ireland, indeed the RNLI, we would strongly advise people not to use those toys, and they are toys for kind of water-based activity, either, as you say, in the rivers and lakes or offshore. They're designed, you know, maybe for kind of holiday settings in terms of swimming pools and those type of areas, and they're certainly not appropriate for particularly offshore activities. And we do have a number of incidents, some of them quite regrettable, every year. So again, if people can just maybe avoid those type of devices. Mm. Children are attracted to them. They're quite easy to pick up as you proceed to the beach. But we just caution against their use this summer.
And another thing, even though the weather is improving, thankfully, the water is still quite cold and can overwhelm you if you're not used to it in a matter of seconds.
Well, indeed, you know, and it goes back to planning. As I've said, you know, if you're swimming in an area that you're not familiar with, or indeed swimming in an area that you are familiar with, you know, to have a friend along to review the conditions, to review the tidal conditions, and to also just consider the sea temperatures are getting towards their highest that we would experience around Irish coasts at the moment, 14, 15 degrees. But that's still relatively cold. And hypothermia, if you're not used to sea swimming, can set in quite quickly. So, you know, just to be cautious around that, and to realise that prolonged exposure in the water can maybe result in hypothermia. So again, planning is key.
Alcohol and water do not mix, except in a glass.
I think, PJ, that's fair to say. I think any type of substance that might inhibit your decision-making and your review of risk maybe should be avoided also. You know, I think you need, as the old saying goes, you need your wits about you when engaging in these activities. And indeed, I suppose, to get the most out of the excellent amenities we have, as I've said earlier, you know, I think it's probably best enjoyed without those type of substances.
Lastly, Micheál, we had a tragic incident, was it about 12 months ago, where a lad fell into a blowhole down in County Cork, and I've spoken to him, both his mum since. But those blowholes are everywhere, and they're lovely to come across and watch and see and marvel at the power of the sea crashing in under them. But they're very dangerous, and be careful of them.
Yeah, well, I suppose initially, PJ, we would, you know, continue to pass on our sympathies to the family in that very tragic circumstance, and indeed the local community there in West Cork, which I understand were very affected by that tragedy. But as you say, we are blessed in Ireland with very dramatic coastlines and coastal features, and it comes from the intensity of the weather that we have along our coasts. But those features are quite treacherous and dangerous. And again, it comes back to, and I know I may have said it a number of times already on the interview, but it's about that planning and local knowledge. And really, those areas should only be should not be approached, and they are treacherous and dangerous. You know, what it might appear as a solid ground or a ground where you have sure footing can be undermined, can be eroded by the sea, and that can lead to kind of very tragic outcomes.
All right, Micheál, thank you, and I hope that you have a quiet week ahead as the weather.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.